Question was asked, when people say at a funeral or a yaretzayit, the person should be a melitz yosher on people's behalf. What does that mean? So this goes back to a concept we see in Navi. In the Navi Yirmiyahu, it says, Kol birama nishma, a voice is heard in heaven, nehi v'chitam rurim, a weeping, a sighing, an embittered crying of Rachel mevakal banea, Rachel who is weeping for her children. So if we were to read the pasuk, we would say it's a metaphor. Pasuk is saying that Hashem says, I've taken Rachel into account and Rachel's merits into account. Ki yesh sachar lefulateich, Hashem says, I'll pay you back for the good deeds you've done. I'll have mercy for your children. But Chazal did not tell us this. Chazal told us that Rachel came out of her grave. That there is a concept that people, even after they pass on, can talk in heaven and can make claims in heaven and can do things on behalf of their descendants in heaven. Chazal seemed to take it very literally, that Rachel literally went and wept before Hashem over Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael went by her grave and prayed, and then she joined them. So again, the question will be, do we take that Medrash literally? But the Medrash certainly says that Rachel came out of her grave spiritually and went and pled her case before Hashem and argued that Hashem should have mercy over his children, and she was the only one whose claim had an impact. So again, if you want to be Maimonidean, yeah, you want to go with Maimonides' approach, you're going to say, well, it's the arousal of the Jewish people, the people were at her grave, and their prayers, etc. But if we're going to take the classical, if we can call it that, the literal approach, so Chazal teaches that even after a person's passing, they can have an impact in heaven. Their soul can do stuff. The Pasuk says that when they were burying a man, and then the Arameans attacked, so they tossed his body into the cave and ran, and then Shalom ben Tikva was the person. And then his body rolled and touched the body of Elisha the prophet, and because he touched the body of Elisha the prophet, he got up and went on to lead a life of a number of years, because that's a pasuk. Now this is a pasuk, whether the pasuk means literally or not, that's what it says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk that they tossed his body because they had to run away from the Aramean troops that suddenly attacked, and his body rolled and touched Isha Elohim, the man of God. It's talking about Elisha there. And then he got up and came back to life. So you see, after a person's passing, there is something there, even in the body. Chazal say that the soul can speak on our behalf. A deceased person's soul can make the case on our behalf in Shemayim. We have to be careful not to do idol worship. We're not allowed to go to a grave and start talking to the deceased. You're not supposed to pray to the deceased. You know, we pray to Hashem. We say, I'm standing next to the grave. I'm praying to Hashem. I want the merits of this person to also work on my behalf. At the end of the day, the concept exists. And that's what we wish a person. We say that the deceased should also be, in our case, I went with that opinion because it is a discussion in Halacha, and the Chayyadim and others go with that opinion. That if you talk to the deceased, that's really bordering, if not probably crossing the border into paganism. To talk to a deceased, to talk to the soul of the dead.
So in this shkuna, everyone's very tight-knit, as you know, and quite often the boys are called to go to a gravesite, a yahrzeit, rabbis or whomever it may be. And it's a very big custom, I noticed when I lived in Morocco also, always going to gravesites. And sometimes people do come up to the grave and make a request. So can I say that that's not correct?
I wouldn't interfere, but the Chayyadim says that. Between you and me, yeah. That's what the Chayyadim says. Don't talk to the body.
Oh,
so that, if you want, well,